Youth. Like with hiking or running or any other sport, lifting weights takes endurance. You have to have the drive to keep doing it. There are so many times when I feel tired, but I keep fighting and pushing to do my workout because it helps me grow stronger. Spiritually, it's the same thing. There are so many temptations, but we have to do all we can to push through them. Even when we feel like giving up, we have to remember what we're fighting for and what we believe in. That makes us stronger too. After I lift weights, it's much easier for me to want to eat healthy and take care of my body. It would seem like such a waste if you're spending all this time taking care of your body and trying to strengthen yourself, but then destroy your body with drugs, alcohol, tobacco, or bad food. Lifting has definitely helped me overcome normal teenage challenges. It has also helped me feel more confident. If you're unhealthy, you won't have the drive to go ministering. If you're not confident, you won't feel comfortable socializing or want to go out teaching people. I definitely want to continue lifting weights and staying in shape. I want to be ready when I go on my mission in the next year or two. Zane H., age 17, New Mexico, USA.
Bailey T., age 17, from Louisiana, USA, said, "I love hanging out with friends, but I've had to move a lot for my dad's work. After I left my friends in Oklahoma to go to Texas, I had a tough freshman year and separated myself from everybody. Then I attended seminary. My seminary teachers were like angels from heaven. I opened myself up more, made friends, and went on a temple trip. Seminary was the only place outside of home where I felt like I belonged."
Brooklyn R., age 13, Abu Dhabi, UAE. "Many people in the scriptures who went to the desert were humbled. When I moved to the United Arab Emirates, I thought my ward would be the same as my old one. The church was the same, but my ward was different. There were many people from other countries. The nearest temple was a long flight away. I've been humbled by this ward, from the sisters who stay late to clean the church to the brothers who check up on everyone. So I guess you could say I was humbled in the desert too."
End of Youth, read by Ethan Nelson, Holly Anderson, and Bree.